There is always positive in the negative. When God created the world and everything on and in it, all of His creation was in perfect and complete balance. Everything had its place and fit perfectly into it. Nothing was out of balance. The world was indeed a perfect and properly functioning creation. However, God's finest and last thing that He created was the man, Adam. And so the story began right in the middle of the Garden of Eden. Soon thereafter, God created a wife for Adam, and she was named Eve. Both of these first human beings were created in the likeness and image of the triune Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Then came the fall of man. Both Adam and Eve had been instructed by God Himself to enjoy all of the fruit from all of the trees in the garden, except for one special tree, of which they were commanded they could not eat. Rebellion was hence born. Both of these people did eat the forbidden fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And as a consequence, sin entered the world. It was then that both Adam and Eve were driven out of their perfect and balanced life in the Garden of Eden and into the imperfect fallen world outside the boundaries of the garden. It is there in this fallen world that we are all living today, some estimated 7,500 plus years later. You see, there are and have always been two sides to every issue in life. You might say that everything comes in twos. There is first the positive and then the negative side of each and every action, situation, person, place, or thing. One of God's laws of physics tells us that for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. The Bible clearly shows us that the positive comes first. Good always precedes evil. God emphatically tells us that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. Now, isn't that interesting? All means all. That is all that all means. So then, if the Bible is the inerrant word of God, if it is the infallible truth of life, which it claims to be, then all things has to include both good and evil things, people, or events. So then, if everything created works together for good, then there has to be a little bit of negative in every positive, and there likewise must be a little bit of positive in every negative. Now remember, the outcome of all of God's handiwork is for positive to prevail. Good is to always overcome evil in the long run of things and in human affairs. The problem, the rub, if you will, is that man all too often in today's fallen world is so selfish, self-centered, and stingy that all he seems to want is to enjoy the blessings of life and curse those things that do not bring blessing to him. Well, if one is to eliminate all the negative, which we have already established must by definition include some positive aspects, then in so doing, man is shortchanging himself of many positive benefits by simply trying to get rid of all the negative parts of his life. The truth is that all things work together for good. The truth is that there is good and evil in all things. The truth is that when everything is working as God intended it to work, then even in the bad, even in the evil, even in the negative things that happen to us, There can be found some good, some blessing, some positive benefits to our life. Conclusion. There is always some positive in everything negative that happens to us. Oh, but to find it and benefit from it, you must always be on the alert and be looking for it with a positive mental attitude, which, of course, is a personal choice. From all of this discussion comes the basis for the success principle that says, in every adversity there lies the seed of an equal or greater benefit for us if we will only look for it with a positive mental attitude. Whenever adversity strikes a person, which is not a question of if, but rather when, the normal reaction by the person is to whine, whimper, complain, place responsibility and blame on another person, or simply quit and give up. The vast majority of people in our world today are not destroyed by outside forces, but rather they self-destruct. They are not forced to fail. They are not coerced into missing good and beneficial opportunities. They are not required by the authorities of our society to become broke and stay in that condition. No, sir. America is the land of opportunity. America is the wealthiest and freest country in the world. America is the best place a person can be to have a great unlimited chance to make it big, to succeed to the highest levels, to become financially independent and personally free. Oh, but those are all personal choices, all of which requires personal decisions, followed by consistent personal actions and follow through, and all supported by accepting total personal responsibility to perform all required tasks until the job is completed. The final outcome of all your personal efforts is all predicated on your personal mindset and thought processes. You cannot perform in a manner and way that is in conflict with your personal beliefs. You cannot stay consistently involved in doing something in which you do not truly believe. You cannot ever work to improve yourself if you really do not value yourself. The Bible clearly tells us that all things are possible to him who believes. Well, the Bible does not specifically say this, but based on what I just told you, if indeed all things are possible to the believer, then nothing must be possible to those who do not believe. Real, true belief covers several different things. You need to believe in God and His laws of the universe, in other people with whom you associate, in America as a free country, in some type of personal income producing legal entity, and most of all, in yourself. You see, it is a multitude of things in which you must believe and understand in order to have real and lasting personal belief. It is for this reason that success is a process, is a journey, is a long-term exciting excursion for the remainder of your life. Buckle in and enjoy the journey. Don't worry. Just take it one day at a time and make a personal commitment to keep mentally growing and becoming more than what you were yesterday for the rest of your life. Invest in yourself. Do you really want to be personally successful? Or do you really need to be personally successful. When you have real needs that you can readily and clearly identify, things that must be in your life, things that are much more than just simple desires or conveniences, and you really truly believe that you deserve to have them, then all you need is an honest and legal business vehicle of your own that you can operate to produce the amount of income required for you to be able to turn your dreams into reality. From that point forward, it all becomes just a matter of consistent and persistent applied activity until the job is done. Your needs multiplied by your faith, belief, will always produce the necessary self-motivation, which will produce the internal drive to cause you to take the prolonged needed action to do whatever is necessary to overcome your personal fears and go out and fulfill your needs. That, dear friends, is the way and manner that God designed things to happen for you in the living of your life. Don't let negative derail you. Don't let pain and or disappointment overwhelm you. They are really your friends. Learn from them. Adjust your work ethics. Get up and try again. Begin once more with a new and better way to get the job done. Burn this statement into your own mind. It is always too soon to quit, and it is never too late to start over. There is indeed lots of positive in every negative situation that occurs in your life. Keep your eyes open and look for that positive benefit. Pay attention to the people who come into your life. God is allowing them to come into your life for a reason. I don't claim to know everything there is to know about God. I am not an ordained minister. I certainly don't claim to have all the answers about life and how to live it. But I will tell you, without a moment's hesitation, that the little I do know and use in the living of my personal life has made and is making all of the difference in my world where I have to live. If you want to live victoriously, if you truly desire to have life and have it more abundantly as you've been promised, then begin by starting to create good news out of bad news. Begin by starting to discover the positive within the negative occurrences in your own life. Once you begin doing these sorts of things, three very important blessings and benefits will start flowing back into your own life. Number one, you will begin enjoying life again, not just enduring it. Number two, you will be spared from becoming a complainer, and you will instead become an explainer by showing other people who are experiencing pain how to properly handle their suffering successfully. Number three, you will become an inspiration. Your example will allow Christ to shine through your life. With God, all things are possible. Seek, and you will find.